We're learning Masech the Shabbos, that Pei Beis and Aleph. The Sugya starts on that Pei Aleph and Beis, the Sugya of Kinuach Becheris. Gemara starts off, Amrei B'yechan Asla Kaneach Becheris B'Shabbos. You can't use Cheris for Kinuach of Beis HaKisei on Shabbos. And the Gemara is two Mahalchim, what he meant. One Mahalch is that the Issur is either, of course, a Sakana, because it could be Mesaret the Basa, it could cause an irritation, inflammation, or because of Kshafim. People could do kishif for someone who's mekneach becheres, and it really would be asa b'chayil. But he's telling you, even b'shabbos, you would think maybe, since the other alternative is to be over on the issa muksa, so you shouldn't worry about the sakano of the kshafim. Kamashmo, and even on Shabbos, you have to worry about the sakano of the kshafim. We'll see later there's a machlokes about the tzar and cheres. They seem to be arguing about Rabbi Yechanan's din, if on Shabbos maybe you shouldn't worry about sakano of kshafim. But then you have the other pshat of Asharis Neiman. The Rebbe Yechanan meant because you're taking out hearers. When you use the cheres, you're taking out hearers. But that the Gemara had a problem. The Rebbe Yechanan was davar shein miskaven is mutter. So you're taking out the hearers. It's the same in miskaven. The Gemara named on it wasn't a psik reisha. A davar shein miskaven is mutter. So what should be the problem of taking out hearers? The Gemara didn't like the pshat because davar shein miskaven is mutter. So Rebbe Kivege shtaltzich on this, that even if your davar shein miskaven is aser, but it's mavur. Taisa says this in Ksuvus and in Yuma that by kol ater kul davishin miskaven it's also means it's also midiraisa. But by Shabbos it's only also midirabanan. It's not malachs machshavis. So the shaila is here we find in issa derabanan's mutter by kinuach beis hakisa. You see, you could do the issa of muksa. Taisa tells you the issa of karmelis of etzah as long as it's only a karmelis. So what should be the problem with davishin miskaven it's also? Sounds like from the Gemara, if you hold Davish and Miskaven is us, it's good why Rabbi Yechanan said you can't use Cheres. But even Issa Derabanan is Mutl Tzara Chinuach. You use it Tzara Tzusan Issa Derabanan. So the Kvega says that not all Issur and Derabanan are going to be Mutter. And Davish and Miskaven, you're really doing an Issa Deraisa. You're doing Felicia's Tzara. Then you're doing it by Eif and Avein and Miskaven. It's more curved to an Issa Deraisa. They weren't mad to that. By a muksa, the whole thing is not deraisa. By karmelis, the whole thing is not deraisa. Here, what you're doing in issa deraisa, it's just ba'ifin of davar sheni miskaven, so it could be they were mekel b'chai gavna. That's why I was a little bit bothered with it earlier. The Gemara had a kasha in Rav Huna. The Rav Huna said, Asla fanis was staying near b'shabbos. The Gemara said, is it because of a savim? But Rish Lakish said, it's shor shol b'sav mutl k'nechba. Rish Lakish told the davar sheni miskaven is mutter. Maybe Rav Huna holds the davar sheni miskaven is aser, so that's why he wouldn't hold it. Tzara sheolah by asavim is mutal kanech, but Rabbi Kvega will share with this kasha. Now the Torah Shafal, we mentioned this in previous shurim, the Torah Shafal says, from here's a raya to the yisayid of Rashi, and he wants to say the yisayid of Rashi is that the only matter one is the rabbanan, not two is the rabbanan. So if you're going to say that the tam of Rabbi Yechanan why it's aser is because of asharis niman, so the Pshat is two is the abundance is davar sheni miskaven and also nisa muksa. Even though the Gemara really said the cheres is not muksa, fakert, that's why the Gemara said that if it's al kshafim masakana, you would think on Shabbos you should rather use it, even though the kshafim masakana because it has a teres kli. The teres is sometimes the cheres has a teres kli, but sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes the cheres is muksa. So in the tzad it's al sharis niman, it means that the cheres is both muksa and you have a sharis niman. You have two Yisurim Derabanan, so then you can't be Mekel. So that's a Makar to Rashi. He wanted to learn in Rashi that Rashi's only Matir moving at Tzror, Teich, Dal, and Amis, or in the Chatzir. He's not Matir, Yaisim, Dal, and Amis in the Carmelis. And some Achreinim learn, including the Teres of all, because it's two Yisurim Derabanan. Carmelis is not Mucham and a Muksa. But the Pshat is, if you have Carmelis plus Muksa together, that would be Asit. What's the Makar? The Makar is here. That it says, according to Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan would hold that davar sheni miskaven is also be good. It's only asur midrabanan. That says it'll be two isur in the rabbanans. Two men a cheres that's muksa, and two isur in the rabbanans they weren't mekel. So he says, the emes in the Gemara early is mavur not that way. Because Rish Lakish said, it's sar sha'ola by asav mutla kanech ba b'shabbos. And Rapapi said, shmamin amid Rish Lakish, harpa pisa sha'ola tatule. They allowed to be metaltal the prepisa. They allowed to be metaltal atzitz nakov. It's not a problem of teilish. So the Gemara says, Abaye said, "Amam ritzayich emish leil ritzayich." And Abaye's mavur, the way Rashi and Tosfos learn, that there is an Isidur Abanan to pick up an Atzit Shein and Akuv, who would then there would be an Isidur Abanan to pick up the Tzor Sheish Be'asavim. She's Mutal Tzayrich. In fact, it's the Kasha, but in Abai, you're doing two Isurim. You're doing both the Isur of Tiltal Muksa, Tzor is Muksa, and you're also doing a Durabanan Dikatailish. But Abai said, Nechayev, meaning Chayev Makas Maidis, meaning Rabanan. So you see from Abai, you could do two Isurim. So you see, now like this, you say it. As that the Tairis of Fall, Enechinami, that's the Machoikish Rapapi in Abai. Rapapi that says, Avarai from Rishlokish, and Hai, Papisa, Sherla Tatule, what's the Raya? He was Matav and Kenua, Kenua and Isidar Abanan is Mutter. The Tairis is only one Isidar Abanan, not two Isidar Abanans. And he have two Isidar Abanans, Vice Dice. It's not called an Isidar Abanan, but Abai says no. Abai says it is an Isidar Abanan. So that's the Machlaikis. Abai holds even two Isidar Abanan Amutter. And it probably holds not that way. He also wants to learn, that's the Yisayid, why, what was Ma'ala Loisa Machra of Lagag that we have in the earlier in the Amud. That the reason why it should be Asr is because there's two Isurim. There's an Isa Muksa, and there's also an Isa Trich Tercha. That's good for why. And the Gemara there held not that way. The Gemara even two Isurim, it's Mutter. Because like the Teres of Fall, fine. But if Rav Papi held that two Isurim are a problem, if I held it's not, so Rava here, we're going to be machriach, that Rava that says that the only problem of saying that Rabbi Yechon is also Sharis Neiman is only because Rabbi Yechon holds the Avashen and Miskavin is Mutter. But if Rabbi Yechon holds the Avashen and Miskavin is Asu, it'll be good. Even though it's only Asu Midar Abanan. Vice says the Chiluk Tu Yisurim, one Yisurim. So it's a machleikah, said Bayin Rava. So that's Miyashiv Rashi. Rashi, it only wants to be Mutter. Teich Dalin, well, he only wants to be matter in the chatzir. He's not matter. Yaisi midalad in the karmelis. It's because Rashi holds like Rava. Rava Nabai, we pass like Rava. Rava holds the two assumed there are but an asr. That's a shtickle from the Teres Rafal. But like we mentioned, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass it that way. The Paiskim, the Shulchan Aruch paskin that it is mutter to move muksa even in the karmelis. That even two assumed are a mutter mishim kavod abrius. And you can learn Shad and Rava like Rabbi Kiva Eger. Then a davar sheinim miskaven is a worse issur derabanan. If you hold davar sheinim miskaven is also even though it's also derabanan, but that's karev to a deraisa for that they wouldn't matter mishum kavod abrius. But when they were matter in issur derabanan, even if you have two issurim derabanan, that will be mutter mishum kavod abrius. The Gemara pei beisam and aleph brings the machlekes of Avunah and of Chista that someone who has a tzror and a cheres, Avunah says he has to use the tzror. I mean, he shouldn't use the cheres. Avchista says no, he has to use the cheres, he can't use the tzura. So Gemara says, the Braisa says mefurish that he uses the cheres, he's not allowed to use the tzura. Trifle the Ravunim. So Gemara says, tzirigma rafim by papa kamed avchista libe the Ravunim, but igne kelim, we're talking about the handles of the kelim, a very smooth cheres. And Mele Rashi says they won't rip the basar. So it sounds like this shaila of Rabbi Yechonah is now machlekes amiran. Because Rav Huna Taka says you use the tzor, you don't use chayrus. Rav Chisa says you use chayrus, you don't use the tzor. And you don't worry about sakana, you don't worry about kshafim. Vaisis, the sakana and the kshafim aren't so much, so maybe b'makayim that you'd have to metal to muksa, because I'll never want you to metal to muksa for that. But Rav Huna holds, and no, you can use the tzor. But by Eigne Kalim, then you have to use the kli chayrus. So the shaila is, Eigne Kalim, Rashi says they're not makareyas or basar. But what happened to the problem of kshafim? So the two ma'alchim in the paiskim, and the emes is, it's mefurish, really a machlekes yishenim, we have yishenim that the achreinim didn't have, it's mefurish a machlekes yishenim that came out after this machlekes paiskim, is yishenim liyetzalar afterwards. The Bach, and the Magen Avram, and the Mishabura calls it shara achreinim, the ikka achreinim, they say, from this gemara is mefurish, that we don't worry about kshafim. We worry about sakana. We don't worry about kshafim. It's a machlekish of chista and avuna. If you worry about sakana, the avuna held is a problem of sakana, so you can't use cheres. And if chista says don't worry about sakana, and the braisa that says you go that way, they use the igne kalim when there's no sakana. But kshafim, you shouldn't worry about bechlal. The Bach is a little bothered. So why did Rashi early on Amud Beis when he explains the Beichanan, it says al v'shabes el v'kateres klielav. You would think that you do. Kamashmon beloy imishum sakan imishum kshafim. Why did he say kshafim? This Gemara is mavur. We don't go with kshafim. Going to neither man the amir. L'chayre Teretz says, because in that Gemara, it could have been Sakana Ukshafim. And this Gemara is Mavur, that we don't go Ukshafim. As I state in the Bach, and as I pass in the Magen Avram, and Kama Paiskim. Now we don't worry about Ukshafim when it comes to Shabbos, only Sakana. And the Bach explains, that would explain the Tur. The Tur in Simon Gimel says, don't use Chayres because of Ukshafim. But the Tur in Simon Shin Yud Beis, here by Shabbos, says that don't use Chayres on Shabbos. He says, because of Sakana. Why did he change? Why did he tear it this? Because Kshafim is not a problem when it comes to Shabbos. We only worry about Kshafim B'chayil. And Teretz, you have a thing of Sakana. And that's what the Turet says, that we're talking about the smooth Eigne Kalim of Cheres. There you don't have a Sakana. They use Cheres. You don't worry about Kshafim. And as I take state in the Chedushi Aran, the Chedushi Amichasim Aran, really the old Chedushi Ritva is the Chedushi Aran. But this is what's called the Chedushi Aran. We don't know exactly who the Mechaber is, Sarishin. He says, Claude, these Amram weren't worried about Kshafim. They weren't worried about Kshafim. When it comes to Shabbos, they didn't worry about Kshafim. And that's like the Bach and the Magen Avram. But the Levush and the Eliyahu Rabbah, they say when the Torah says in Simen Shin Yadeiz Mishum Sakana, he means Sakana's Kshafim. That's what he means. He doesn't say Mesarat the Mesobas, so he means Sakana's Kshafim. That way it seems with Simen Gimel. And we are worried about Kshafim on Shabbos. So why is Eigne Kalim okay? Because Eigne Kalim is no Kshafim. Kshafim is only shards of Cheres, broken Cheres. There is Kshafim. Now, Shaken, Eigne Kalim, handles of Kalim, that's a different type of thing. That's not broken Cheres. There is no problem with Kshafim. But Bemisim, we would be worried about Kshafim. And as I'm a Furish state in Chadush Eretva, Nitvis Michadash. He says, "Ba'egne kalim pirish vafilim mishum kshafim nami less behu." Mefur is saying that egne kalim there's no kshafim. So Vitaka would be worried about kshafim, but egne kalim there is no kshafim. But the Mishmaru passes like the Magen Avraham. He says specifically because it's mevur in Simen Gimel that today we don't worry about kshafim because people don't do kshafim today, so we don't worry about kshafim. So zichah, you wouldn't be allowed to be metalta muksa to avoid kshafim. Today for sure not, because we don't worry about Kshafim. But that's the Machlokes Pshat in the Gemara. Is it Pshat in the Gemara we don't worry about Kshafim? Even when there is Kshafim, we don't worry about them. Or is it Pshat in the Gemara that Ein Nekel, there's no Kshafim, but Ein Nechinami? The reason why you can't use Cheres is not because of Kshafim. And Rashi is a sickle steer mashmois. Rashi earlier by Bechanan said, Kamash Mandoi Imishum Skana Imishum Kshafim. It's mashma, either one of them is enough to say that you shouldn't use Cheres in Shabbos. But here he says, "Ba'igne kalem shem chalakim einim karem esabas." He doesn't say there's no kshafim, and he says, "Einim karech becheres mishum sakana." That's not so much mishakana's kshafim. And in Torah also, they're learning. There's a machlokes how to learn the Torah. And since Shin Yud Beis, he says mishum sakana, does it mean dafka sakana of karem esabas and kshafim won't be matter, or sakana means sakana's kshafim and sakana's kshafim would also be matter? And then the Gemara has a shaila vaylefan of tzorah v'asavim. And they also have a machlekes if you use tzor or a savin. And the Gemara asks a kasha, "Mekneich medaver she'ar shaletes bayishinav tachtainis neishois." If someone uses something which the arish shaletes by, that it could be burned in fire, so shinav tachtainis neishois. So Gemara says, "Like kasha, how belachen abi yaveshim?" And Rashi says, "Lachem the arish is not shalet, but yaveshim it is." So thus state yaveshim, everyone's maskim is also used because arish shaletes by. And lachin is a shayla. Because lachin, you don't have the problem of arshalaitis, but you have the problem with makareya sabasa. The shaylas are they worried about that even on Shabbos or not? So by tzor and cheres, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, everyone passes like a vunna. They use it tzor, you don't use cheres. Just aigne kale, then you use cheres, because even a vunna is maida. Now, the gabe tzor and asavim, if I carried, there it says you use taka asavim lachin, that's the psak. But asavim yaveshim, not because you have this problem of davar shor shaletes b'yishinav tachtainis neishois. So the Tur, Shin Yud Beis, says that the reason why you can use asavim yaveshim is because the chadin u'mechadchen asabaser. As I stay in Shulchan Aruch also in Simen Shin Yud Beis. So Fek Demag and Avram, in Simen Gimel they say the reason why you can't use asavim yaveshim is because it's davar shor shaletes b'y. Nothing to do with the fact that it's chadin and it's mechadchen asabaser. Another rabbi brings a raya from the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin says he can't use krumish shakana for kinuach because it's mesaret. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, what do you mean, typically, that it's Davar Sha'ar Shalat this bite? So the Gemara says, it means Kinuach of a Makkah, not Kinuach of a Beislik. He said Kinuach of a Makkah. So you see clearly that the problem of Davar Sha'ar Shalat this bite has nothing to do with being Mesaret. Otherwise, that's what the Gemara is saying. You can't use Kumar Shakana because it's Mesaret. But the Tari says only Kumar Shakana is Mesaret. Other things that are Shalat this bite is not necessarily Mesaret. So Kinuach Beislikisi have a problem with the Davar Sha'ar Shalat this bite. Chay very shvei the Torah. We'll get to it in a second. There's another problem. The problem with Davar Sha'ar Shalat this bite is a school of dika problem. That is the documentation Simon Gimel brings down the Aguda. What's the pshat today? We do use the Davar Sha'ar Shalat this bite. Sounds even in the times of the Aguda, the late Rishonim, they use the Davar Sha'ar Shalat this bite. What's the pshat? Today we use paper. It's a Davar Sha'ar Shalat this bite. Why do we use it? So the Aguda says the only problem with using a Davar Sha'ar Shalat this bite is besodeh. But bias is not a problem. Now we have a bias, not a problem with using Davar Sha'ar Shalat this bite. The documentation says he doesn't understand. Why should we have a difference in bias and sodeh mechatesa? So the documentation is a different thing. Because since it's Dashim Be'ra'am, Shem Sayyim Hashem, also Kanan Dik Azak, and if everyone does it, we have a din of Shem Sayyim Hashem, you're allowed to do it. Now the Magen Avraham in Siman Gimel says that the reason for Shinev Shalat Dispay, the reason why the Shinev Neishreis by Ur Shalat Dispay is because of Kshafim. So he says, today we don't really have Kshafim. So Mel, that's why we're not bothered by it. We're not bothered by Kshafim. We don't really have Kshafim. The Gemara was afraid a Kishav Macha could make Kishav against you if you do it. But today we don't have Kishav Macha, so don't worry about using Ur Shalat Dispay. They state in the Magen Avraham. So Rabbi Kivega, ask the Kasha, if you're going to tell me that a Sovim Yevashim, the problem is Kishav, but the Magen Avraham is the one that holds that Cheres is also a problem with Kishav. But they weren't mad to Kishav by Shabbos, they weren't mad to use its Tzror against Kishav. So why by Sovim Yevashim were they mad to? What's Kishav? The Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara says, Meisvei, HaMekaneach, B'davash, Ha'or Shalat, Yisbay, Shinev Tachtayin, Yisnei Shuris. What's the Kasha? That's how Kishav in the Magen Avraham says in Siman Gimel. By Chayrus also it is Kshafim, but Kshafim is not a head to Fishavis. So who within here? Asavim is only as Kshafim, it should be head to Fishavis. A Gvaldik Kash in the Magen Avraham. So the Arches Achayim from the Malbim and Siman Gimel has a shtickle. He says, if you hold like the Bach, I mean, hold like the Eliyahu Rabba, I mean, and the Levush, hold like the Levush and the Eliyahu Rabba, that the Pshat is that when the Torah says in Siman Shin Yidvei Sakana, by Cheres, he means Sakanas Kshafim, not the Rabbah. Sakanas Kshafim is a matter by Shabbos. To avoid Sakanas Kshafim, you're going to do it Tzror. Even though all you're avoiding is Sakanas Kshafim. And what's Pshat Agne Kalim? Agne Kalim, there is no Kshafim. That was a Pshat of the Vushnil Yerabbah, that was the Ritva. So that's very good. Asavim is Kshafim. Asavim Yevashim is Kshafim. So now that's why it's a problem. Asavim Lachim, there's no Kshafim. So now we want Mahalach, he can learn. The Magen Avraham, as you tell us, it wouldn't stim, because the Magen Avraham says that Kshafim isn't the Heter by Shabbos, and the Magen Avraham says that Kshafim is the only problem with Kshafim. Talk upon him, Talacha would stim. Chayrus is also al Sakana, because of Kshafim, but Aigne Kalem is no Kshafim, Asav Mivashim is Kshafim. But the Malm doesn't like this chat. He says, Lavushin, the Aigne Rab himself brings a Yushalmi that says that by all Chayrus, even by Aigne Kalem, there's Kshafim. So it's better to say, like the Bach and like the Magen Avraham, that when all you're dealing with is the Sakanas Kshafim, then you'd have to go have that Sakanas Kshafim on Shabbos to avoid using its Roar. So what's the Pshat by Yisav Mivashim? So Zark Da'at Sechayim, a third Pshat. It's not Al Kshafim like the Magen Avraham. It's not Al Chodim Mechatim Basar, like the Torah. That doesn't seem to stim either. It has nothing to do with Ar Shalat Dizbay. Like you see clearly, Gemara in Chulin that says Kruma Shalkana, it's Mesaret is a different time than Ur Shalat this way. The Teretz is it's a Davaskuli. It's a Davaskuli, nothing to do with Kshafin. It's a Davaskuli. It's a Sakana Skuli. And that Sakana Chazal were Chayshish for, even at the point of using, even if the alternative is to use Muksan Shabbos, Chazal were Chayshish for the Sakana Skulis of a Sovim Yevashim. That's worse than Kshafim. But what's Pshat in the Torah? What's from the Torah that says is because it's, and the Shulchan Aruch, that says because it's chad u'masayin avasar. So the Prima Gondam says a Murray de Kipshat, not like Rashi. That the Gemara's Kasha was the opposite. And we bought this man the Amr that says, that you're not mekanech v'asavim, vice dois. Asavim is worse than kshafim. Asavim is masayin avasar. Because if asavim was only kshafim, so we know from Cheres, that Eigne Kalim, you have to use Chayrus. Vices when Achayish for Kshafim. We'll go with the Bach and the Magen Avraham. That the Pshat is when Achayish for Kshafim on Shabbos. So Chayrus would have to be Al Sakana, meaning Masarid Abasar. So what's Pshat in the Man Yomim that says that you can use Tzror instead of Asavim? The Teretz is Vices, you're telling me, Asavim is a Sakana, it's Masarid Abasar. But what do you mean? The Vices says that the problem with Adavar She'or She'led this boy is because Shinev Tachtainis Neishreis. So Vaisis is not a problem of Sakana. It's a problem of Kshafim. It's a problem of Shinev Tachtainis Neishreis, the school diggers, which is Kshafim. And Kshafim we don't care about on Shabbos. That's Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. Everything Gemara, Hub Lach and Hub Yevashim, meaning both Lachim and Yevashim is Ar Shaletis Bay. Not like Rashi that Lachim is Ain Ar Shaletis Bay. Both Lachim and Yevashim is Ar Shaletis Bay. But Lachim, there's no Sakana of Sirit, of Sirit. So Mel, that's why it's, that's why you have to come on to the time of Ar Shaletis Bay. Because you have no Sakana of Sirit. But Yevashim, you wouldn't have to come on to Ar Shaletis Bay. Yevashim, Stam is a problem. It's Masarit the Schadun, it's Masarit the Basar. So Kulais Vakert. If the problem is Ar Shaletis Bay, so that's Mutter on Shabbos. But that's by Lachim. Yevashim is worse than Ar Shaletis Bay. Yevashim is Takah Chadin, Mechadchen Abasar, and that's why, even on Shabbos, you can't do it. You have to use the Tzorah. That's the Prima Gadim's Pshat. Now, Rashi has another Pshat, which he brings from his Rebbeim, about what's the Machloikis about Asavim with Tzorah, which is better. He brings from his Rebbeim that the Asavim are a Mechuber, and the problem is Tlisha. So he says, what does that mean? If the Asavim are Mechuber, no one would allow you to do this at the rice of Tlisha for Kinuach. So he says, he thinks his Rebbeim were talking about they're going to use the Asavim while they're still Mechuber. You mekaneach with them while they're still Mechuber. So that's the Shmuz. Is it better to be over this total Muksa with the Tzor? Or is it better to be over to use Asavim which are Mechuber? And maybe it's a Chash, maybe you'll be Tailish them. He says, what about the Issa being Mishtamish Mechuber? So that's only by a tree which is hard. You might come and climb on it, but if we're talking about a soft thing, a yerek, a grass, there's no Issa of Mishimish Mechuber. Adkan Divei Rashi, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Shinyad Bey, is this Pshat's also brought in Shulchan Aruch, and Shulchan Aruch says like this, that if you have a choice between using a stone and using grass that's Mechuber, you should use grass that's Mechuber. And like Rashi says, v'loy yizizim imkayma. That's what Rashi says. And there's no problem with shimish mechuber. It's only by a hard thing like a tree, not by a soft thing like grass. But the Magen Avraham says that the reason why Rashi says layizim imkayma is because of muksa. There's an issa muksa to move the grass. So achreinim dal yiram b'detayis v'shabbos v'chuli. They're very bothered the Magen Avraham. What do you mean? There's an issa muksa to move the grass? Hanging in the kinech without moving the grass, a pella. So the Prima Gondam says, he means, you don't move it with your hands, you move it with your guf. I'm not exactly sure how you're doing it exactly, but that's like the Prima Gondam, that's what it means. Avad is an issa muksa, layizizim kaima means you can't move it, but with the stone, you're gonna have to move it, so you'll have to do tiltal muksa. With grass, you could do it begufay. Without doing any tiltal muksa beyada, you could do the tiltal muksa begufay. That's the Pshat and Lezizim Kaima. But the Rabba and the Teis Shabbos are bothered. Why is the grass Muksa? Mecha Teis is Muksa, just because it's Mechuber. So they learn the Pshat and Lezizim Kaima means you have to make sure not to be Teilashit. That means Lezizim. Don't move it, meaning not to be Teilashit. Prima Gondim says, I think the Magen Avraham is more Mistarbo. You have to tell me not to be Teilashit. Of course you can't be Teilashit. But that's an Achroinim learn. The Mishabur is Seisim. Like this pshat of the Teis of Shabbos and Eliyahu Rabbam, that Avad, it's not Muksa. And the issue is, Teilash just, and that's why you line to move the lazy, it means you can't be Teilash it. So the Sefer Tehillah David asks Akasha, in Simon Shin Ches, if Katan Lamites, It's still talking about a zmeira. You're talking about a vine, and the question is, could you use the vine to draw water with it while it's mechuber? It's really mevur in the Gemara, and after chafem and days that you can, even though there's no problem mishdamish bilum, there's a problem of muksa. As I break the Magen Avraham and Simin Shin Chesiv Kat Mamites, and the Tais Shabbos day brings it down, and doesn't say anything about it, doesn't say that it's not muksa. So you see, the Tais Shabbos himself agrees that mechuber is muksa. Whereas the Mishabru have the same kasha. Mishabru here is deichid, the words in the Magen Avraham, it goes like the Tais Shabbos, and the Rabbi says the grass is not muksa, you could use it for kinuach even though it's mechuber. And there he says, it's meir, the twig is muksa, until David blim shver. If I saw, Avel de Mechabrim answered a kasha like this, Lechay it's richtig, that in the Tais of Shabbos itself, the one who put out the Tais of Shabbos says it's teretz, and the Pnei of Shabbos is matikit, and the Minchas Ariel says the same teretz he was Mechavin. And I saw in the Dirsh of Mishnah Berurah, he says, Mamash the same teretz from Shlomo Zalman Ovach and from Nissen Karelitz. That's Bechal not shver. They were talking about a zmeira. A zmeira is aimed to be firewood. If the zmeira was taller, it should also be a problem of muksa. Just if it's taller, it could be miyachidit. If it's mechubi, it can't be miyachidit. But a zmeira, be'etzim is aimed to be firewood. So be'etzim is zmeira is muksa. So when it's mechubi, it doesn't become ice muksa because it's mechubi. So it remains muksa. So you're not allowed to move the zmeira blives muksa. Because zmeira is a muksa. Now, Shenkin, asavim are for machal behema. Asavim are not muksa. They're for machal behema. So this is what the Achreinim are saying, the Ali Rabbi, the Teis of Shabbos, that asavim, which are aimed for machal behema, they're not muksa, so just because they're mechubah, they're still aimed for machal behema. It doesn't make them any more muksa. Azmeira be'etzim is muksa. A twig is not aimed for machal behema, it's aimed for firewood, it's muksa. The fact, you have to be making it for, you have to be making it to be, if you want to use it at the vine, you want to use it to draw water. So while it's mechubi, not be making it. So male applies muksa. Pashegan asavim, if they were tallish, they don't need any achana. They're even for machal behema. So the Magen Avraham is saying, but still, while it's mechubi, it's muksa. On that tainit, the Ali Rambam Teis of Shabbos, anything which had it not been mechubi is not muksa. Is not going to be a muksa just because it's mechuber. That's the machlokes. Because Magen Avraham says, no. Anything that's mechuber is automatically muksa. That the Ali Rambam Teis of Shabbos say, no. Just because it's mechuber doesn't mean it's muksa. But the zmeir would be muksa even if it wouldn't be mechuber. So being mechuber doesn't make it ice muksa. So that's the teretz for the Teis of Shabbos and for the Mishnah Berurah. That the grass is not muksa. So if it's mechuber, it's not muksa. So that's why Lezizim Kaima has to mean that you can't be teilishit. But you're allowed to move it, there's no problem with muksa.